At this time, I would like to call upon her son-in-law, the Honorable Judge Don Horowitz, to deliver a few words.
You know, I've been sitting here, this has been quite a week for all of us, and I was thinking, I looked up here and I thought to myself, my goodness, there's a motto for Sue's life, right there. And maybe that will put a capstone on this week and we'll be able to go forward. Sue's daughter, Linda, has asked me to speak. There are some times in people's lives when, even for the most articulate, the feelings overwhelm the words. This is one of those times for many of us, for Linda certainly. Sue Muscatel was a gift giver with great generosity, often more than even she herself knew. For me, the first gift she gave was bringing Linda into the world, for Linda is the true love of my life, and for whom in these last days, after 30 years together, I have gained even greater respect than the Mount Everest of respect I had before. Thank you, Sue. Thank you for Linda. Thank you, Linda. Then there was Sue's gift of Queenie. I'm going to tell you about Queenie. Queenie is a little dog, a Yorkshire Terrier, and Sue was bringing her dog into the veterinarian one day. Her dog's name was Honey. And Queenie's mother had given birth to a litter, and her mother had died, and the rest of the litter had died, and Queenie was very weak, and the veterinarian was thinking about putting Queenie to sleep. She wasn't called Queenie then. And Sue said, oh, don't do that. Let me see if I can bring her home and heal her. And so the veterinarian gave this little 1.5-pound Yorkshire Terrier to Sue, and Sue took her home. And that dog slept on Sue's breast at night, and sometimes during the day, and Sue took her into healing. And that dog flourished. And after a couple of months, Sue said, I have two dogs, and it's too much for me. Linda, would you and Don like to take this little dog, who she then called Baby? And we said, of course we would. Queenie is now almost 16 years old. She flourished. And all of her life, whenever she came to Sue, she sought to lie on Sue's chest, and she would listen to the heartbeat and know who it was. If that's not a story that is typical of Sue, who didn't think she was doing much, you know, in terms of saving a life, she was just doing the right thing. A lot of us have heard Sue's heartbeat. So, then there was Sue's gift of herself. She loved music, as do I, as does Linda. And we shared a lot of wonderful music together, from Sinatra to Pavarotti to Horowitz, and I don't mean Vladimir Horowitz. For Sue's 75th birthday, Linda and I took Sue to Paris and then to Vienna, where she saw and heard the Three Tenors and La Boheme and the Magic Flute. And Sue and Linda and I, and yes, Queenie, stayed in the Imperial Hotel in Vienna. There was such joy in giving that gift to Sue. It was indeed better to give than to receive. That was one of those times when those words really meant something. As there was always music, so too there was always laughter, another wonderful gift. I was graced with the ability to make Sue laugh, and we laughed a lot together, often at ourselves and our own foibles, and Linda would join in, especially at our foibles. And perhaps because of the laughter, Sue sometimes shared with me a deep sadness that was also a part of her. And so we came to share with each other and know each other. And if you want to really know Sue, you must recognize that God gives us sadness and some suffering, as well as joy and laughter. It was both the sadness and her innate generosity that led Sue to see and feel the sadness and suffering and difficulty of other people, especially of young people, and take them to her bosom and give them new life. There are many in this room who have experienced that. God bless you, Sue, for helping to heal others with empathy and compassion, even as you might be hurting. And ultimately, you would ease their pain and help them feel their own value and their own worth, and empower their lives. Not unusual for Sue, again, typical of her not to think that what she did was a grand act, but simply doing the right thing out of sadness, empathy, joy, and the warm and bright spark of love. Of course, there was sadness and suffering on the loss of her beloved Sam, of Alan, and despite the almost unbearable sadness we all have at the loss of Steve, the blessing here is that Sue never knew of Steve's death. Thank you, God. I'll conclude by briefly recognizing just a few of the very many that could be recognized here today. I don't mean to exclude anyone. Recognizing everyone who demonstrated their caring for Sue would take many days. First, her grandchildren, Samantha and Taylor, who brought her joy from the very moment that they were born and never stopped to the last breath of her life. Susanna Mendoza is one of those people who are sometimes taken for granted, although she never was by Sue. Today she should be seen and recognized and appreciated for the many years she helped Sue with gentle caring. Susanna's good heart was always tender with Sue. She did not shrink from doing anything for Sue, and in the last months and days that could not have been easy. She gave Sue comfort to the last, with gentle strokes to Sue's forehead and shoulders and hands, sometimes raining Sue with her tears. Sue's sister Marge brought Sue so much joy and happiness for so long. But more recently, especially with her Saturday lunches filled with turkey sandwiches, love, and laughter. Beverly DeJean always was and always remained a never wavering, always caring, constant friend and cousin. She is the epitome of loyalty generated by love. Sue's Linda, my Linda, totally devoted, a fierce advocate on behalf of her mother, generated by her energetic love for Sue, but also by her quiet, tearful, soulful love for her mother. And at last for myself. Sue, in your last days, I made sure to sing to you as you always liked, from Irving Berlin to cantorial chants. Today, in this place, I say to you now, and to all of you here, the phrases she so loved to hear chanted. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Boachem l'shalom, come to peace.
Thank you, Don and Linda.